5274.
To request a talk, how can I help?
There, okay, I am on Farmington, just crossing Tinnaman, and I had to swerve over several lanes to avoid a man who is walking eastbound on Farmington Road. He's wearing a tan flannel shirt. He's bald. He's over 6 feet tall. He has no shoes on, and I think he has on khaki color pants. He was walking into traffic and kind of yelling, and I didn't open the door. I'm going to stop transmission and restart.
Okay, copy that.
Anyway, can you hear me now?
Oh yeah, I can hear you. I heard you the whole time, so go ahead and continue.
Okay, so totally not a Aloha thing. It's more like a Portland thing. I've seen this man walking up and down 185th all day today, talking to himself and screaming and doing different things, kind of out of, anyway, not normal behavior. But as he's walking down literally four lanes of traffic in a center lane, cars are swerving out of the way, and he's walking like straight towards the bus, and he's screaming. I knew he didn't want the bus, just my 10 years of operating, but then when I stopped, because he was literally right at the bus, he put his fingers in between the rubber of the door and was yelling unintelligible words, and then just kind of hit the door with his hand, didn't break anything, and then kind of walked down the side of the bus. I didn't say anything to him. I'm just kind of looking at him, trying to figure out what's going on. But it's dangerous for anybody to even pick him up. I don't know what's going on with him, but he should not be picked up by any bus. I've not seen that kind of behavior in 10 years out here on the west side ever.
Okay, copy that. So, first off, I want to ask, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm totally fine. It's just kind of, I just don't want anybody to pick him up. And I think that it might be a good idea if transit police or somebody drives down Farmington looking for him around 170th area, because that's exactly where he was. And it's going to cause a car accident. That's a horrible intersection.
All right, copy that. Yeah, that makes total sense. So sounds like it was not a safe situation for you to pick him up for sure. So I'm glad you didn't. And as far as, you know, having to swerve, is anybody injured? Is everybody in your bus okay?
No, nobody's injured, and it wasn't really a swerve type thing. What I meant was I was in the far right-hand lane, and then I had to merge over to the next lane, and then merge over to the turn lane, like I was going to turn on to south on 170th, which I wasn't going to, just basically to...